The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school wrestling. Today it's the finals of the Amherst Invitational. High school wrestling is brought to you by Craig Weegis of Pioneer Seeds.
And a takedown here for Rouse, and he's just going to let him up.
The dynamite job, he went with a overhook fireman's for the takedown. And Divern just comes right back off the escape, smothers the deep double, and finishes. It's 3-2 Divern.
Amherst continues to reign supreme in Class D, but will be tested today by some of the state's best. A variety of rated wrestlers will once again take the mat at the Bronco Invite Finals. All the action is coming in next as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues. But first, a New Jack Seed pregame show. We'll join KKBR Sports Director Doug Dune and Larry Baker live from Amherst right after this word from New Jack Seed.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Coaches,
and good afternoon, everyone, from Amherst. It is time for Classic Hit 98.9's coverage of high school wrestling, our first meet of 2015. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get set for the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. Still some consolation matches going on, but we should be started here in the very near future with what should be some pretty darn good wrestling. And Larry, this is always a good meet because it brings in a mixture of teams from across the area. There may be a school or two that's just down the street. They don't want to wrestle the same teams four or five times, but you got Plainview, Neely, Oakdale, Sandhill, Stedford. I mean, you've got teams that travel quite a ways to come to this meet.
Yeah, without question, Fullerton, you know, in that. And I think the key there really is Plainview. Plainview kind of brought the sexy back to the Amherst Invite here a few years ago. The Amherst Invite had kind of fallen off a little bit. It was always such a great tournament. And it got to be here about four or five years ago, where it wasn't as much anymore. And Boyer says, hey, we're going to be pretty good in the future. Amherst said we are really good. And, of course, they got together, and Dean started bringing the team up. And that has really helped this tournament. Cambridge now comes up, didn't used to in the past. And it's a great tournament, lots of rated wrestlers. We've got a ton of state medalists here, got some state champions here today. So no doubt about it, at the top of this thing, it's a great meet.
Yeah, we'll run down who's all in the finals. But as they're putting this together, we are going to have a lot of rated wrestlers. And because Plainview and Arcadia Loop City and Neely Oakdale are all in class, or not Neely Oakdale, but to Plainview, Arcadia Loop City, Shelton, Kennesaw, they're all in Class C. You've also got some mixtures where these guys won't really see each other outside of this. Plainview's been borderline back and forth C and D this year. They're number 9 in C.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other nice thing about this tournament is you get some cross class. And you like to see that. Of course, Amherst wrestles a big Class C schedule. Plainview's a big Class C schedule team. And you want to do that. And I think, like, if you're an FKC school, Doug, that's one of those things that is important to you because of the old ties, almost in the way the old bowl schedule works, you know, the conference ties into bowls. It's the same thing in these wrestling tournaments. You know, you please, when somebody starts a tournament, they get their best neighbor to come. So then you get tied into these tournaments, and it's hard to leave and change your schedule. And that happens by the tournaments were primarily built by everybody's neighbors coming.
Yeah.
So you see each other so much. And like I say, in FKC school, we've just got a situation where they see each other week after week after week. So it's a heavy Class D schedule. This is nice because we get cross class.
And as we write down, there is every weight class in this final is going to have at least one rated wrestler, and there is a majority of them where both of them are rated. So we're looking forward to some great wrestling. We're going to take a break here. Be back with more as we run down the team scores, who's in the finals, and a whole lot more right after this.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
We're back here at Amherst. Doug Duda, Larry Baker getting ready for the finals of the 2015 Amherst Invite. It's a great Saturday. A lot of the folks might already be on the road back from where they were. This is High Plains weekend, and there's so many others going on. We understand North Platte St. Pat's, which is the number two team in Class D. There's a couple of meets going on west of here as well.
Yeah,
Franklin, Oshkosh
Gibbon.
At Garden County.
Yeah, that's where Gibbon is in Franklin.
So you've got that going on. Let's take a look at our finals matchups. The lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. At 106 pounds, we've got a battle of fourth-ranked wrestlers. Number four in Class D in Trace Bosch of Amherst, just a freshman, against Dominique Rickard of Plainview, number four in Class C, and they were the number one and two seeds coming in. And a lot of these brackets, there are actually 20 teams, if you throw in the Aurora Junior Varsity, that are here today. So there's a lot of 16-team brackets, 16-man brackets. At 113 pounds, it doesn't involve two wrestlers from our area, but it would be one of the best meets matches of the day. The top-ranked wrestler in Class C, Christian Miller of Plainview, against the number three wrestler in D, Devin Brewer of Neely Oakdale.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one, Doug. Christian Miller, great wrestler. We know he had a phenomenal freshman campaign. And Devin Brewer from Neely Oakdale, tough kid. You know, they see each other up there a fair amount. You know, for them, that's kind of like an FKC deal down here. They see each other a lot. But Christian Miller is going to be awful tough to beat.
And Brewer had a 2-1 win in the semifinals over Braden Cumston of Amherst, who was actually seated ahead of him.
Yeah, and the thing is, Braden Cumston, of course, we know he placed at the state meet last year, 106 pounds. He's awful tough, probably up a weight from where he should be, really probably as a 13-pounder. And, again, that's how this works, you know, at Amherst. We're going to spread you out. We're going to get everybody where we need them as a team, and sometimes there's a sacrifice there.
At 120 pounds, Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loup City is the number three-ranked wrestler in C. He will take on Dylan McKell, the number four-ranked wrestler in Class D, out of Sandhills Thedford. And McKeel defeated Lewis Hurley of Neely Oakdale in the semifinals, 6-2. Hurley ranked third in Class D.
Yeah, and it's always interesting to see. There's one of our state champions that we have at this meet today, Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loup City, state champion last year at 106 pounds. Always interesting to see how that transition takes place when you're you win a championship at a lower weight, you jump up several weights, how that transpires. We'll get to see that today in a pretty good match.
At 126 pounds, Cole Ashoff, the number two wrestler in Class C from Plainview, will take on Kalen Klingelhofer of Amherst, the number three wrestler in Class D. At 132 pounds, Brant Florell of Amherst, the third-ranked wrestler in Class D, will take on Dion Wilson of Elwood, the number six wrestler in Class D. So good to see. There's a lot of teams here. We'll mention this right now, like Elwood, like Overton, like Anselmo Myrna, like Arapahoe, that even if they've got a few more kids out, there's three, there's five, there's two, there's six. Amherst by far and Plainview have the most guys on their roster today, but even those smaller rosters have some quality like Elwood.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's one of the things a lot of times with these small rosters, you get the wrong idea. And that singlet walks out. Most of them have got some pretty darn tough kids.
At 138 pounds, Chris Wirth, the fourth-ranked wrestler in Class D from Eustis Farnham, will take on Bo Slingsby of Arcadia Loop City. Now, Slingsby actually was seeded second, but he gave Colton Burke of Amherst his first loss of the year in the semifinal, 7-4.
Yeah, and great match. Slingsby's one of those tough kids. He's been around a long time, and he's a grinder. He's one of those guys, when he sticks his nose to the grindstone, he doesn't jerk his head back when the first layer of skin comes off. You know, he'll stay there and grind. And he ground out a great win over Colton Berg. And that should be a good final, because Chris Wirth is very much the same. We remember him from his kind of those crazy matchups with Brian Wiegeitz. This will be totally different. Wirth's a pounder, and Slingsby's a grinder. So I anticipate that to be a really good match.
At 145, Logan Dibbert of Amherst, the number two wrestler in Class D, will take on the number three wrestler in Class D, Colton Lammers of Pleasanton. When Amherst and Pleasanton get together, it's always fun. So that's at 145. That's the first seven finalists. We'll take a break. Be back with the next seven weight class championships as we are at the Amherst Wrestling Invitational here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Lammers Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammers Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammers Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loop City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City, member FDIC.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
Let's continue on with our final matchups here at Amherst. We gave you the first seven. Now let's move on to the next seven at 152 pounds. It'll be Devin Dibbern of Amherst, number one in Class D, against Garrett Alamang of Neatley-Oakdale. He's number three in Class D at 152 pounds. At 160 pounds, Colby Collier of Sandhills-Thedford, sixth ranked in Class D, will take on Jack Duffy of Shelton Gibbon. He's the number one seed, but unrated in Class C. At 170, Garrett Sondrup. This is his second match back from injury. Many people from, of course, he's from Fullerton. Obviously, the Amherst folks remember as they played them in that unbelievable state playoff game. Ended up a one-point game. He got injured in that game. He'd been out and finally got back. Was 3-0 coming into this meet. He is ranked second in Class D, and he'll take on Amherst Jacob Klingelhofer, who's ranked sixth in Class D at 170.
Well, yeah, Amherst is no stranger to Garrett Sundrup. Not only, you know, do you have the football game, but, of course, that's who beat Devin Dibbern last year in the state semifinals. The whole thing there is the conditioning going to be there? If Garrett's conditioning is going to be there, he should be just fine. Jacob Klingelhofer is the kind of wrestler that will make you pay if your conditioning's not there.
182 pounds, it'll be Zach Kerner of Arapahoe, ranked fourth in Class D, taking on Justin Wells of Anselmo Myrna. At 195 pounds, Jacob Martinson of Amherst is in the championship. He was the top seed, but he is unranked at 195. He'll take on Dylan Kopp of Neely-Oakdale, who is ranked third in Class D, but was the number two seed here, Larry. Sometimes you just don't have a way to match them up.
Well, there's probably a common somewhere down the line that's made something silly, and a deal like that, they're clearly the two best kids. And a lot of times in a seeding meeting, the coaches just go, look, you're the one, you're the two, I care less, let's get after it. you know, here Neely Oakdale is clearly the favorite, but I'm just telling you, Jacob Martinson can pin you from anywhere in the gym.
220 pounds, Peyton Shockey of Amherst, ranked fourth in Class D, will take on Josh Zern of Plainview. Zern of Plainview is at 220 pounds in Class C, not ranked for Plainview. And finally, at heavyweight, it's the top-ranked wrestler, champion Zach Zaleski of Overton, taking on Tanner Hercock of Amherst, number four in Class D. SEM is here, but Grant Clausen didn't wrestle today. He was ranked third. You probably would have had a Clausen-Hercock semifinal to see who would have got to Zaleski, but that didn't happen. Hercock actually only had to wrestle one period in the semifinals because the Arcadia Loop City wrestler in Ruby had blood timed out.
Well, and actually, it would have been interesting to me to see how it probably would have been Zaleski-Hercock in the semis because Grant Clausen was the state champ last year. That probably would have factored in.
Yeah.
You know, so the interesting piece here is it would have been great if it had been here for us. We know we're going to get to see him at the district tournament and at the state tournament. But the key to this thing is, you know, the guys that went 1, 2, and 3 at the state meet last year in this gym today. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Zaleski, to me, I watched him in the semis, Doug. He looks different. You know, we know he had a tremendous football season. I believe he's going to go on and play some college football, but he looks different. His body's huge. His shoulders are defined. You can tell he's worked really hard in this offseason.
Well, those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're getting very close to having the finals begin here at Amherst for the 2015 meet. We'll look at the team scores and give you some more pre-match information right after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Urbana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make the short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game. Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevinger Farm Products. We'd like to wish all the wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you charge at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods, your own hometown party supplies, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, wrestlers.
Back at Amherst, Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer engineer Caleb Henry. We want to remind you that we do have basketball action going on tonight as well. For those that will be tuning in at the bottom of the hour, Elm Creek hosting Wilcox Hildreth. The girls' game, well, most of the game will be exclusively online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com and click on the game. You'll be able to hear that. And then immediately when our wrestling is over, we will turn and join Randy Bushcutter in action. We could for sure have the boys' game at 7 o'clock tip-off, but they're both online, and the girls' game will start online. Right now, you've got the NFL on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The NFL playoffs are going on. And in the AFC game, right before halftime, Baltimore 20, New England 14.
Oh, yeah.
It was 13-0 Baltimore, 20-14 Baltimore. As Tom Brady has thrown it to the wrong guy at least once in this ball game, and then tonight Carolina's at Seattle with a 7:15 kickoff.
What we're hoping for is a Denver Bronco Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl, and Doug and Larry will bring you the mega cast.
That'll be awesome. But we've got them all for you on ESPN Radio. Also, congratulations to Grand Island yesterday. Grand Island and Omaha Scut won the duels down at Lincoln. Of course, we were there last month when we had the classic between Amherst and O'Neill, went down to a one-pointer. Yesterday they had two more of them before the Nebraska-Purdue duel. Nebraska that got the win. A nice win for Austin Wilson of Hastings St. Cecilia in that duel, and both Grand Island over Staley, Missouri, and Omaha Scud over Blue Springs.
You know, Doug, I'll tell you, after, you know, we did that, that's the last time we were on the air together, and after having a little bit of time to think about and kind of process that, what a tremendous event for an outside of Class A or B school. For a D and a C school to get together, I thought about that day as a whole, you know, what went on downtown where we did our remote and then the actual event at the Devaney. That was wonderful. I hope a team from our area always gets to continue to get invited to something like that. I thought it was great for the kids, and talking to the kids and the coaches, it was a great experience for them. And, you know, after looking back on that, that was a great thing.
And in other college wrestling, the Hastings College Open is wrapping up today over at Lynn Farrell Arena. They fell to Jamestown in a duel. UNK had high hopes going out to the Virginia duels. There are 15 Division I teams and UNK. Six of those 15 were ranked. UNK did go 0-4. Their closest was this morning where they lost to the Citadel 24-14. They lost to two nationally ranked teams in Bucknell and Old Dominion yesterday, and then lost to Tennessee Chattanooga for the second straight year. But Devin Aguirre went 3-1 for the Lopers, so he was the star of the weekend. And then UNK will be hosting their Midwest Classic at the Viero Events Center next week, and Amherst will duel Kearney as part of six high school teams being involved along with all the college teams.
Yeah, that's going to be great wrestling. And, again, the cross-class deal really works. You know, it's going to be tough for Amherst to compete in a lot of those legitimately. I mean, they're gonna take some whacks right on the chin. You know, they're going to lose several. But it will be great to be able to go out and see that competition.
We'll take a break here on the New Tech City pregame show. Our state wrestling brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed professional. We'll be right back to the Amherst Invite in a moment.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available. They can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear 'em up, Bulldog.
LaserTech has been putting the SERV back in service for over 17 years. LaserTech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. LaserTech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With LaserTech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how LaserTech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Please hold. Your call will be answered when the line is...
Sick of being just another number? As your local one-stop shop for all your insurance needs, the Kroll Agency can provide you with product variety and personalized claim service, all while calling you by name. Their most important concern is you. As an independent insurance agent, they're proud to offer worry-free insurance written through IMT and Wadita Insurance Companies, members of the IMT Group. Together, the Kroll Agency promises to provide you with the comfortable peace of mind that you deserve. Contact the Kroll Agency for your worry-free quote today.
Welcome back to the Amherst Wrestling Invite. Let's take a look at the team scores going into the finals of tonight's match. These are the updated 20 places, and in 20th place, it is the Aurora Junior Varsity with 4 points. Medicine Valley is 19 with 7 points. In 18th, it's SEM. They have 14 points. South Loop, Callaway Arnold, they have 19 points. They're in 17th, and Selma Myrna is 16th. And if I heard right, only two wrestlers, because Wells is in the finals and they have just 21 points. That is Anselmo Myrna setting in 16th place. With 22 points in 15th is Eustace Farno. Overton is 14th with 24. Amherst put a junior varsity team in. They're 13th with 31. Elwood is 12th with 36. And Pleasanton is 11th with 46. In the top 10, Fullerton is 10th with 47. Arapahoe is 9th with 49.5. Ansley Litchfield is 8th with 53.5 with 54. Cambridge is 7th. Sandhill Stedford is 6th with 60. Arcadia Loup City is 5th with 65. Shelton Kennesaw has 66, and they are in 4th. In 3rd, Neely Oakdale with 101.5. In 2nd, Plainview with 112.5. And as usual, Amherst leads the way with 200.5 points going in to the finals, which are just a few moments away from beginning. We'll take a break and continue on the Amherst Wrestling Invite here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com after this.
Today's farm tractor is a workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville. It's a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
So where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. Access to product information, performance results, and world-class agronomic knowledge. Anytime, anywhere. Find the best solutions online at pioneer.com. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods, your own hometown party supply, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, wrestlers.
Time for our Seeds to Success, brought to you by our Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and your mobile. Pioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. As usual, Larry Baker, the team title has been decided, but Amherst is not going to be a prohibitive favorite in a lot of the matches today. They have obviously the majority of the finalists here, but as you look at these finals, where are a couple that stand out and what are going to be the keys to those two big matches?
Well, I think ultimately 285 is the big matchup today. You know, I mean, this thing could be a state finals match here in a month, literally. So I think that's the big one. 170, where is Garrett Suntrip's conditioning? You know, and you got Jacob Klingelhofer from Amherst in that. Klingelhofer can make him pay if it's not good enough. And then, of course, at 145, again, this could be the state championship match. I would love it, to be quite honest. If it was, Colton Lammers of Pleasanton, Logan Divert of Amherst. Pleasanton has had a kid right on the cusp here the last several years to get into the finals or making that push through. Colton Lammers, definitely the type of kid that could. This today's finals will be a little different, though, Doug. Team titles wrapped up. And in the past, Amherst, I mean, this is an interesting place because they'll blow the doors off if it gets exciting. The last couple of years, it hasn't been super exciting. Today's the type of day. Let's see if these fans can will some of these underdogs to win.
And we'll have the wrestling beginning right after this timeout.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
It's time to get our finals underway. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here. on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Sumner, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. At 106, Trace Bosch of Amherst and Dominique Rickard of Plainview. And they are still on their feet, but at 113, Christian Miller of Plainview and Devin Brewer of Neely Oakdale. And for those folks, we want to make sure you're listening on PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've got some scoring early. Christian Miller went right in on a single leg takedown and then gets a two-point near fall.
Yeah, he did a great job. Yep, now he's up 6-0. We would anticipate that after the campaign we saw last year. Trace Bosch from Amherst, Doug, if you want to reset that one, that Bosch just about found himself in big, big trouble and got out of that right away.
Our consolation match at 106, Hunter Cobb, the junior varsity wrestler from Amherst, is taking on Terry Stevens of Pleasanton, and that is 2-0. Unfortunately, it's not the one that's up on Track Wrestling right now. For those you that are also watching along, that match is going on, and it will end the first period at 2-0.
And
Pleasanton with the lead in the red for Terry Stevens.
Yeah, in a championship match at 106 pounds. Still in the first period, 30 seconds left, and Bosch again is trying to turn the corner. He's going to get the takedown, Doug. Possible near fall here. He's got the arm all the way across Dominique Rickard of Plainview's back.
23 seconds to go in the period, but right now Rickard able to flatten out straight on his belly, trying to get out of trouble here after the takedown. Back over at 113, Miller of Plainview still on top, 6-0. He's controlled the entire first period, 15 seconds to go there.
Yeah, and that's high-level stuff over there with Trace Bosch out of Amherst, Doug. He controlled that whole first period, but Dominique Rickard is kind of long, tough to wrestle. And on all of Bosch's shots, Bosch nearly ended up on his back. Dominique Rickard did a great job, and he just kept grinding and coming forward, and he's going to end the first period 2-0.
Back over at the 113-pound match. It looks like an escape occurs after the whistle blows. So Christian Miller of Plainview 6-0 over Devin Brewer of Neely Oakdale. And it looks like they'll go both up. Miller wins the toss. He wants to go both up. How about back at 106, Lair?
Yeah, Trace Bosch chose down off Dominique Rickard's deferring in a heck of a scramble right now. And it looks like Bosch is going to come out for the reversal. There's the two-point reversal over there. And you see his dad, of course, was a state champion for Centura High School. And dad and grandpa over there in the stands. This has been an interesting match. Are squirming around pretty good.
They'll come to a restart here, 5-0.
They give him an escape and then a takedown is how that went, Doug. The best case scenario out of that. They didn't call it a reversal. They gave him one and then an immediate. Nope. They're going to change it.
They changed it, but there was a one illegal in there. Rickard is going to pick up an illegal point. There was a reversal, so Bosch leads it by a score of 4-1. And now over here, the consolation, Terry Stevens of Pleasanton gets a reversal over Hunter Cobb of the Amherst JV, leads it 4-0, 20 seconds to go in the second period. No change in the 113-pound final. Remember, Miller of Plainview chose both up. He had that very quick takedown off the first period whistle and then had two 2-point near falls. He leads 6-0, but we're a minute 10 into the second period and no change in score.
Yeah, and Trace Bosch just turned Dominique Rickard right to his back. Minute 5 left, right in the center of the mat. He's got his half reversed there, Doug. He's just going to take his time. He's probably going to pin him here, is my guess.
So
Trace Bosch looks tough. He's rated third or fourth right now. I'm not so sure he's not the number one or number two kid in the state of Nebraska right now, Doug. We've seen him a couple times. He looks good enough to me if he keeps improving here to be a finalist.
Trying to crossface him right to the mat here. Hasn't been able to finish it yet.
And he's got a Turk in on that legs. There, Rickard's going to get off of his back. Just going to make it 7-1, 30 seconds left in the second period.
Over at the consolation, there was a reversal by Hunter Cobb before the end of the second period. So Stevens of Pleasanton leads it 4-2 going to the third. And it looks like Cobb chooses bottom to start the third in the consolation. And a two-point takedown here for Christian Miller of Plainview late in the second period. 8-0 as they go to the third over Devin Brewer of Neely Oakdale at the 113 final. And a little blood time going on here over at 106.
Yeah, and Christian Miller out of Plainview, Doug, solid, solid wrestler. He's a Plainview wrestler if I've ever seen one. Coach Boyer always has tough going forward type guys. And Miller definitely is all action all the time. You see on the back of their shirts, Plainview this year has written, "I am all in And that is the type of guy Christian Miller is.
So as they come to a restart here, it is Rickard on bottom with Bosch leading 7-1 after picking up the three-point near fall with 13 seconds to go here in the second period.
And it's amazing to me as Bosch rides him tough, Doug. Tight waist wrist, old school Amherst.
Back at that consolation, we've got a great match. Hunter Cobb comes off bottom of the third to get a reversal over Terry Stevens of Pleasanton. 4-4 with 30 seconds to go in regulation.
Yeah, this is a great backyard matchup. I bet they've done it in little kids wrestling 100 times.
Devin Brewer of Neely-Oakdale chose bottom in the third period, and he's not been able to score in the first minute. Christian Miller of Plainview at the 113-pound final leads it by a score of 8-0. And we go to the third period over here at 106. They go both up, 7-1.
Yeah, that's smart. There's the respect. There could be a cradle there. There's the respect, though, Dominique Rickard and Plainview of Amherst. He doesn't want to go under him, Doug. He's got to go both up because he's afraid of getting turned.
Well, and Rickard had a very good shot to start the first period. He had Bosch in some trouble, but right now it looks like it is Bosch in control.
Yeah, he's doing a great job scrambling out. They're just in a little bit of a funk position that probably will get stalemated out here.
Our consolation match, a reversal by Terry Stevens with 15 seconds to go in the match, and Pleasanton's Terry Stevens will win 6-4 over Hunter Cobb of the Amherst Junior Varsity. Braden Kempston of Amherst and Parker Label of South Loop will be going in the third place match. Back over here in the 113, it looks like trouble for Devin Brewer of Neely-Oakdale. He has been turned to his back here by Christian Miller of Plainview trying to get a pin with just 10 seconds to go. And I don't think he's going to be able to finish it, but he is going to win a majority decision, 11-0.
Yeah, and I'm impressed with the Neely-Oakdale kid there. He wrestled tough, Doug, all the way through that.
Back over to the Trace Bosch match. Nothing has changed there. Scoreless in the period, 7-1. They stalemate with 55 seconds to go.
Yeah, and again here you see Bosch right back on the attack, doing a great job. Doug, and he's maybe going to get another takedown here. And you want to do that. You want to build your lead. I mean, every match here is about building for the end of the year. And you've got a roll coming through here. Bosch could get in big, big trouble, Doug, if this gets hit.
30 seconds to go. Bosch able to get out of it momentarily.
Oh, Bosch has done a nice job. He's been Houdini here about three times, Doug. They've got that trapped up. That's the exact move Tyler Herman actually taught 2 years ago at the coach's clinic.
Down to 12 seconds to go. It looks like Bosch is going to be able to hang on here. They stalemate it out with 9 seconds to go and will both be on their feet. There's been no scoring in this third period.
Yeah, they call that a mouse trap is what that is, Doug. And he did a great job, Rickard did.
Had a few match limits that we'll get to in the consolations, but back over to 106. That'll be the end. Time expires. Trace Bosch of Amherst wins the Bronco Invitational 7-1 over Dominic Rickard of Plainview.
Yeah, that's a big win. That's a nice job.
Coming up, more championship action. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Amherst Wrestling Invitational here on Classic Hits.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, Trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to cover high school sports and the great sport of wrestling. We have our next championship match just underway at 120 pounds. Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loup City, ranked third in Class C, against Dylan McKell of Sandhill Stedford, ranked fourth in Class D. He was the number three seed today and got a nice win in the semifinals over Lewis Hurley of Neely Oakdale, 6-2.
Yeah, and of course we know Wyatt Lane was the Class D 106-pound state champion last year from Arcadia Loup City. Doug, good kid, real slick, pretty flexible, good wrestler. But and you see, he does fill out 120 pounds. If you look at him, his legs and hips are much thicker than they were last year. But this is always the big question is when kids move up, always from 106 or 113-ish, and they move up two or three, how does that translate?
And he had wrestled 106 his whole career. He's a senior, wrestled at 120 pounds here against McKeel, who is just a sophomore. We've got some good consolation matches going on, and we've got about four of them for third and fourth that won't even be wrestled because you can only have five matches in a day. A couple kids came all the way back through, and we've got a pin over here in the 120-pound consolation match for Neely Oakdale's Lewis Hurley. He does it in a minute and 2 minutes and 27 seconds. Braden Cumston of Amherst pinned Parker Label of South Loup in 152. Right now, Montanez of Shelton Kennesaw and Bonjoff of Cambridge are tied 2-2 at the start of the third period, both up in the 126 consolation. And still no score in the 120 final between Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loup City and Dylan McKell of Sandhill Stedford.
Yeah, Wyatt Lane just about took him down for the third time there. As I explained, he's very slick. He's doing a great job being the aggressor here. You know, McKeel from Sandhill Stedford's doing a nice job. And right there, Dougie just about got the takedown. Dylan McKeel just about threw him to his back. They're going to give him nothing.
Time is out in a big scramble there at the end of the first period. Scoreless between Lane and McKell. We've also got the 132-pound, 126 is on deck, but 132, Brant Florell of Amherst, Dion Wilson of Elwood, they are underway, and they are scoreless through the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, Florell's a pounder. He's a square stance guy coming forward, and he's going to beat you up.
Great consolation match between Montanez of Shelton Kennesaw and Bonjoff of Cambridge. 2-2 and a takedown for Montanez of Shelton Kennesaw to go up 4-2 with a minute to go in the match. Wyatt, and now Wyatt Lane, sorry, Larry, he chose bottom and gets a reversal right off the whistle here to start the second.
And now
period.
He's got a tough high half in, Doug. It wouldn't surprise me a bit if he turns McKeel here. He's running it tough.
On the edge of the mat, and for Dylan, he is trying to take him towards the scorer's table. Still no score at 132 as they come off the mat and restart between Brant Florell and Dion Wilson. Wilson of Elwood, Florell of Amherst. Back here in the consolation, Montanez getting a half in and just really working Bonjoff of Cambridge. He's in complete control, leading 4-2 with 20 seconds to go.
Yeah, and you've got to take Florell down. That's the key because he wins on his choice. Florell can get out, and he's really good on top, Doug. So you've got to take him down to get him off of his rails.
Bonjoff makes a fierce rally here in the last couple of seconds, and then we've got an illegal hold here. Going to be called on Montanez trying to hold on, but there's only 2 seconds left. He leads 4-3.
You can get out in 2 seconds. Got to come straight to your feet.
But he looks like he's pretty – Bonjoff looks like he is that move may have tweaked a shoulder or something there.
Yeah, he looks pretty slow.
And no score off the whistle, and so Elmer Montanez of Shelton Kennesaw will take third, 4-3 over Connor Bonjoff of Cambridge. And it looks like we're going to have a scoreless first period between Florell of Amherst and Wilson of Elwood. And still the only points in our 120 final was the Wyatt Lane reversal to start the second period. He's trying to turn Mikkel, getting that head into his side, but boy, Mikkel's done a good job defensively and pops out near an escape here, and he's going to get the escape with 40 seconds to go in the second period.
Yeah, Wyatt Lane got really aggressive there and tried to take him to his back and gave up the escape. And I don't know what you do if you're Dylan Mikkel here, Doug, in the third period. It's going to be your choice. And, you know, you got reversed and just rode like a dog.
He did get the escape here because Wyatt Lane showed that he wanted – you've shown that you can't score off your feet, at least so far. You went a whole first period, and neither wrestler scored.
Yeah, now, got a reversal there with Brant Florell, 132-pound final there. Doug did a great job. Chose down. He stood up and then just kind of turned and hit a duck under.
Yeah, Florell got the choose. He chose bottom to start the second period after a scoreless first. Now the 126-pound final. They're all going on at once. It's Cole Ashoff, second-ranked in C from Plainview, against Kaylin Klingelhofer, third-ranked in D for Amherst. Should be a great one. And the first points are a takedown for Klingelhofer, but then Ashoff comes right back with a reversal.
Yeah, Klingelhofer got a little bit overzealous there in giving up the reversal. And you're exactly right, Doug. Dylan Mikkel chooses down against Lane. He's really got to move. He doesn't want to lay there. He got rode for a minute and a half and rode pretty decisively.
We've got three great finals going on right now. One of the first, one of the second, one just starting the third period. 2-2, 2-1, 2-0.
Look out. Klingelhofer's got to get out. 59 seconds left in the first period here. It's 2-2 against Ashoff of Plainview at 126 pounds. He's got to get out.
Wyatt Lane trying to set up a little. Well, are we going to get a potentially dangerous? Yeah, he was trying to get that arm turned over and work a half. But
you see what I mean when I talk about Wyatt Lane. He's very physical and a goer. Like, he just hit that wrist wing there and just about broke McKill's arm off.
So far over at the 132-pound final, Brant Florell got the reversal to start the second period. He's been able to ride Wilson of Elwood out, although Wilson's got to his feet. Really, that last time, Florell kind of shoved him off the mat. He won't be able to do that again without getting dinged. 2-0, Florell with 30 seconds to go in the second period.
No, in the Florell match, it's like I said earlier, he scores off his choice, and that's what makes him tough. You've got to get a takedown because he can score off his choice, and then he's dynamite on top. We see he scores two off of his choice. Now he's just riding and riding and riding, and you've got to get a takedown against him.
Well, Wilson's doing a great job. He needs to get the escape here so that he can take down and get another escape in the third just to tie it. They're down to 14 seconds on a reset there.
Yeah, and, you know, once Klingelhofer, if we moved to 126 pounds, Doug, once Kaylin Klingelhofer got reversed, Cole Ashoff's kind of put it to him. No points, still 2-2, but he rode him tough. Kaylin was never close to getting out.
And Klingelhofer will get choice because Ashoff defers. Klingelhofer decides to take bottom. 2-2, 126-pound final, Amherst versus Plainview.
Yeah, and if we move to 120 pounds, Doug, Wyatt Lane, only 20 or 35 seconds left in that match. He still leads 2-1. This is the spot in the second period where he got out. And Doug, I think you're going to see it again. He gets a reversal, McHale does, from Sandhill Stedford. Now Lane needs to get out to extend it.
He's up 3-2, just 20 seconds to go. Lane needs an escape to tie this up. And over here they go both up in the Florell-Wilson match. Wilson of Elwood down. And look, could be a reversal for Lane. Lane's going to get a reversal with 10 seconds to go, and he's going to win it. Mikkel's trying to spin through, but it isn't going to happen, and Wyatt Lane is going to rally to win it 4-3.
Mikkel just tried a suicide cradle, the kind of thing you're doing. You're down by 10 with about 10 seconds left. All he needed to do is ride him out, poor guy. That'll be a good learning piece for him. He'll move forward with that, but great job by Wyatt Lane, not laying on the ground and sulking. That's one of those deals. You get that experience by being a state champion, have been through those big, tough matches, Doug.
That is a sophomore versus a senior. 4-3, Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loup City wins it. We come back over to 126 pounds. 1 minute to go in the second period. It is still Kaylin Klingelhofer of Amherst and Cole Ashoff of Plainview, 2-2. Klingelhofer took bottom, and he is nearly turned here for some near fall points.
They're holding three, Doug.
He has got the three near fall, and Deion Wilson is nearly cradled up over here. And a takedown will be given to Brant Florell.
Just about a defensive pin. Oh, that was close, Doug.
just about pinned himself with 40 seconds to go.
I mean, I'm telling you, it was less than a second. Doug, you may get it yet.
And now a reversal to the back. Wilson has reversed Florell to his back, but they're on the edge of the mat with 30 seconds to go. 4-2, Florell leads it.
Boy, this is a big one. He's just got to get him pulled onto the mat here is all, Doug. There they go up. You have to capitalize in those spots, but that put him up by one. 5-4, 18 seconds left. Florell is down.
A three-point near fall, and Florell will have to get out after really controlling the entire match until the last 30 seconds. He's got 18 seconds to get up.
This is where the Amherst kids need these Amherst fans.
And he's going to come not only straight up, but he's going to possibly get a reversal.
Nothing yet, Doug. There's no points here yet, Doug.
He hasn't even given the escape.
No, he has to break. There's nothing there.
He's going to follow his back, and Deion Wilson of Elwood's going to win it. It looked like he was going to get the escape, Larry, and instead tried to turn it into a reversal. Didn't get either. And Deion Wilson of Elwood is a champion today by a score of 5-4.
Boy, that's one where you got to be smart enough to get the one. You know, he just about has two. You have to be smarter there. What a great job by Deion Wilson there from Elwood. Fought all the way through, as you said, didn't wrestle well through that match, but had the guts to grind his way through it at the end. Tremendous win.
Cole Ashoff has continued to dominate now at 126, a 5-2 lead over Kalen Klingelhofer. As they start the third, he takes bottom, gets the escape. He's now up 6-2. 152, we're all the way there as we jump back and forth. Devin Dibbert of Amherst, Garrett Allemang of Neely Oakdale, number 1 and 3 in the state. And in on a single leg is going to be Devin Dibbert going for the takedown, and he's got it right on the edge of the mat.
Yeah, we got him coming rapid fire now for you all the way. Of course, we also have at 138 pounds, Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham, Bo Slingsby of Litchfield. If Slingsby can keep this match going, it can be pretty tough. He's one of those guys that'll stand up to the tough physical piece of Chris Worth. But just as we saw as the thing first started, Worth just about took him right to his back. It could be over in a flash over there.
He gets the takedown and then an escape by Slingsby. Slingsby with the tight semifinal win earlier today over Colton Burke of Amherst, handing him his first loss. Chris Worth probably has, of an FKC wrestler that doesn't say Amherst, he's probably got about as many wins as anybody in the conference.
Question.
Him and Zaleski probably of Overton.
Yeah, Chris Worth is legit. He's been to the finals, multi-time medalist, and he's tough. You know, tough guys at these lower weights are tough to beat. That's why I say I like this matchup, because watching Bo Slingsby through his career, Bo Slingsby will back away from no man. That's what makes this one kind of an interesting matchup.
Our 126 final, a takedown by Ashoff of Plainview, is going to end things here. And Cole Ashoff of Plainview, an 8-2 winner over Kalen Klingelhofer of Amherst. Klingelhofer got the immediate takedown. Ashoff reversed him right away and then controlled the next 5 minutes of the match and won it 8-2. We do have the takedown still from Devin Dibbert. He's up 2-0. And we've got some consolation matches to tell you about. Here's where we're at there. At 106, Terry Stevens of Pleasanton. Braden Cumpson of Amherst at 113. Lewis Hurley of Neely Oakdale at 120. Elmer Montanez of Shelton Kennesaw all take third. McQuay Scott of Arcadia Loop City is taking on Marquise Granville of Neely Oakdale. They've just begun. And then we'll have four forfeits. Colton Burke of Amherst at 138. Hunter Mowry of Cambridge at 145. Peter Goebbels of Plainview at 152. And then at 160, they both had too many matches. So Will Paul of Neely Oakdale and Cole Remege of Elwood, I guess, share the third-place medal, and that's where they'll have. So back to what we've got going on the mat right now. Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham maintains a 2-1 lead over Bo Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield with 10 seconds to go, both up in the first period. At 152, they start the second period, and choosing down is Almanang of Neely Oakdale. Devin Dibbern with a 2-0 lead after a first-period takedown. So that's where we're at. We're going to take a break. Be back with more of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational right after this timeout.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Well, some wrestlers wrestling tough on top as we come back to action here at 138 pounds. Bo Slingsby of Arcadia Loop City took bottom to start the second period, but was turned by Chris Wirth of Eustis Farnham for a two near fall. Then Slingsby got out, so they're up neutral. 1 minute to go, second period, 4-2 Wirth of Eustis Farnham. At 152, Alamang of Neely Oakdale chose down, and he has been rolled up a couple of times and is down 7-0 to Devin Dibbern of Amherst. A couple of near falls in there in the second period. He's controlled from the top.
Yeah, he had him pinned there. He just ran out of room just a second ago. It's tough wrestling right now, and high-ranking guys on the mat right now all the way around, and they're dibbering right back into that wrist tilt. Unbelievable. Getting strokes. Got two more, 7-0 now. But you see down here, as we said, with Slingsby and Wirth, 4-2, 30 seconds left in the second period. And it's been what we thought it would be. It's just been kind of a tough guy grinded out match.
But Wirth has really kind of been the aggressor.
The whole thing.
Slingsby has not really taken a good shot in the first two periods here. He's trying to not get thrown.
No, and actually what he's done is the same way he beat Colton Berg. And if you've followed Bo's career, he's one of those guys that isn't super flashy, but he's around at the end of the match. And I always, you know, explain that to kids. Like, it's hard to beat really good kids if you're not in the third period. You know what I mean? And Bo Slings, he's one of those guys that puts himself in position. He's always in the third period, and he's usually within a couple points, and that gives you a chance.
Devin Dibbern in this top three matchup is dominating here at 152 pounds as they start the third period. He is up 10-0 and trying to get a big cradle set up here. If he would have got that head, Larry, there would have been a huge thud over there on the third mat.
And I'm going to say, Doug, with Devin, it really is this year, it's a matter of, can he stay healthy and put it together? You know, in the last 2 years, he's had some mental lapses in spots. And if he keeps that from happening this year, he's going to be tough to beat.
How does the loss in the duel against O'Neill change his year?
Doesn't at all. Because actually, if you go back and look, he wrestled great. And that was exciting. And the way that whole thing went down. And that will not change anything for him. I think the biggest issue for him legitimately is the fact that he's got Zumaya Baptista out of Friend, who's a returning state champion, who he's beaten, I understand, 1-0. I
mean, over at Wood River, yeah, the night before the O'Neill duel in, yep, Lincoln. It's 10-0. He's controlling the top here as Alamang hasn't been able to really do anything.
Now, there's been no offense there whatsoever.
10-0, Devin Dibber. Now, trying to cradle up. He's getting the back points again. Now Chris Wirth has gotten a takedown over here in the third period, and he's got a near stick over Bo Slingsby of Arcadia Loop City, and there it is. So wrestle, wrestle, wrestle. He was very patient the whole match, and in 5-11, the win for Chris Wirth of Eustis Farnham.
Yeah, wonderful job there. And this is the midway point, really, in the season. This tells you where you're at. He looks good.
We've had a tight consolation match here, but with a 3-3 tie, McQuay Scott of Arcadia Loop City locks up a cradle, and he'll get the pin in 3:33 over Granville of Neely Oakdale.
And that's a great job by McQuay Scott. He was in big trouble in the consolation semis. It didn't even look like he was going to get into the finals, and here he is in third place. Great job wrestling all the way through.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and, of course, our friends down the road in Overton. As the match concludes over at 152, Devin Dibbern in complete control, a 14-0 major decision over Garrett Alamang of Neely Oakdale. And at 1:45 now, here we go with number 2 and 3 in the state, Logan Dibbern Amherst, Colton Lammers of Pleasanton. And you got to wonder who's number 1. Well, it's Brandon French of Scribner-Snyder, who these guys won't see during the regular season.
No, and French is a tough kid, that's for sure. But these guys are tough, and Lammers is tough to wrestle because he's kind of funky. He's hard to finish on and that kind of thing, that's for sure. But, of course, we know Dibbern will grind, and, again, I'd love to know how many times these two have probably done it through the little kids' years.
Jack Duffy at 160 of Shelton, Kennesaw, has just taken the match against Colby Collier of Sandhills Thedford, and we immediately have a takedown and an escape in that match. Takedown by Duffy, the escape by Collier.
Yeah, and still 0-0 with Lammers and Dibbern. Only 40 seconds left in the first period there.
We had a bunch of forfeits because of match minimum in our third-place match. So we're all the way up at 182. Grady Stunkel of Ansley-Litchfield and Colby Rowland of Neely-Oakdale are on the mat. We need to take a break here for more of our great sponsors and more of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational right after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Please hold. Your call will be answered when the line is...
Sick of being just another number? As your local one-stop shop for all your insurance needs, the Kroll Agency can provide you with product variety and personalized claim service, all while calling you by name. Their most important concern is you. As an independent insurance agent, they're proud to offer worry-free insurance written through IMT and Wadita Insurance Companies, members of the IMT Group. Together, the Kroll Agency promises to provide you with the comfortable peace of mind that you deserve. Contact the Kroll Agency for your worry-free quote today.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Well, a couple of Shelton, Kennesaw, Sandhills, Thedford matchup. Jack Duffy, as we come back, gets another takedown here, Larry, over Colby Collier, and he might finish up the pin. And he will. There it is. Duffy with the pin in 149. Thank you for that. Jack Duffy of Shelton, Kennesaw, the pin to win 160 pounds. That was a good scramble there for about a minute and a half, but when he got the takedown, he just took him right to his back, cinched him up, and there was no getting out.
Yeah, and sometimes when that happens, that is he had his half reversed with a tough tight waist, and when that happens, there's just no flopping around you can do off the bottom.
Let's go back to the 145 where Logan Dibbern of Amherst and Colton Lammers of Pleasanton wrestled to a scoreless first period. Lammers is going to choose bottom and get a quick escape to start this second period. They've come off the mat quite a few times.
Yeah, it's odd. Lammers is trying to wrestle him upper body. Lammers is trying to get in and over and under with him, and I don't know that he's trying to throw him as much as he's trying to keep Dibbern off of his legs.
Jose Gomez gets a late first period takedown. Shelton Kennesaw, a 2-0 lead over Cole Hewitt of Sandhills Thedford as they start the second period. At 182, they are 1-0 midway through the second period here. Grady Stunkel of Ansley-Litchfield leading Colby Rowland of Neely-Oakdale. Now in on a double here. Well, he didn't get it finished. Logan Dibbern took the shot, but Lammers able to lock him up. Got a double underhook here. Yeah. Close to a double underhook.
And this is the deal. Lammers is tying him up with these types of ties. Now he's across the throat there, a little bit of a hammerlock and a front headlock.
Trying to throw him.
Yeah, and see,
How many times has a Dibbern been thrown? Any of them.
I think there. Now he tries, and that's, see, he needed to stay with the strategy. Dibbern's going to get the takedown there. Lammers tried to get cute on the edge of the mat. Lammers was doing the right thing. I don't know that he's trying to throw him as much. He's just trying to keep him off of his legs. And it's working. Now I'm sure he won't get out in 17 seconds. Dibbern's great on top.
Lammers comes straight to his feet trying to peel the hands, and he's lost that. He's trying to reach back for a leg, holding onto that ankle with the ankle pick is Dibbern. He's rolling through and trying hard. If he can face him, he might get that escape, and he did. Lammers gets the escape as the period comes to an end. It'll be 2-2 going to the third, but Amherst will get choice.
Do you see what I'm saying there with the funk roll and all that? Where I said this is why Lammers is tough to wrestle, is he just has so – he'll throw so many things at you that are unconventional and really unorthodox, and it's tough to stay with.
Well, Dibbert will take down, so you figure he's going to get the escape, and Lammers – has to find some way to get a takedown, or you doubt that there's going to be any stalling.
He needs to create a scramble, Doug. If Lammers can create a scramble, he'll absolutely take Dibbern down.
So we start the third period. A warning to Dibbern for a quick start off the whistle, so his first caution. Back over the consolations. It is now Stunkel of Ansley Litchfield and Roland of Neely Oakdale, 1-1, starting the third period. They decide to go neutral over here at the 170-pound consolation. Gomez of Shelton Kennesaw, a 4-2 lead over Hewitt of Sandhill Stedford, 20 seconds to go, second period.
Yeah, and Lammers is riding tough. I mean, Dibbern's almost been out a few times, and Lammers is just riding him really tough, and a couple of those little scrambles look like Dibbern had maybe come out on his back.
Well, Lammers is doing a great job of staying aggressive, wrestling from the top, but only 40 seconds are gone. There's still a minute 20 to go here.
Yeah, so see here, he's going to step across the leg. It's what makes him tough, Doug.
And we're going to get a pin over here in the 170-pound consolation just as time expires in the second period for Jose Gomez of Shelton Kennesaw, a pin in 3 minutes.
Yeah, I love what Lammers has got going on right now. They're still going to go back. And Dibbern's – oh, wow. They just gave – Ron Smith just gave Dibbern that was crazy. Oh, well, he gave him an escape. It's going to be 3-2, 56 seconds left. Tell you the truth, it might be the best thing for Colton Lammers. He's got a full minute now to get him taken down versus giving up that escape. I don't think it was an escape, but instead of giving it up with 10 seconds left or something.
This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Loop City, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Trace Bosch at 106 Amherst. Christian Miller, Plainview, 113. Wyatt Lane, Arcadia, Loop City at 120. Back over here, Lammers is going to be taken down.
Yeah, he tried a little bit of a throw, and Dibbern just went with a inside trip and just about took him right to his back. Going to be 5-2 now.
That's not over. Lammers gets the escape here. It'll be 5-3, and he's going to get it. Restart, 34 seconds to go, 5-3. Dibbern with the lead over Lammers.
Oh, and he's dangerous. He's like a guy with – you're like a man with two gas cans, and he's got hands that are blowtorches, and you have to give him a hug.
Oh. Roland and Stunkel at 182 third place, 1-1. They go to overtime.
Here he goes. He's got a headlock locked up. His hips are in terrible position.
Lammers, as they roll through, might have just taken him to his back, and he did. Lammers is getting near fall.
That's not even a wrestling move. I mean, that's what I said at the top, Colton Lammers is tough.
He might pin him. 8 seconds. Lammers is going to win. Pleasanton over Amherst with a takedown and 3-point near fall.
And the thing is, Doug, it's nothing that you can prepare for when you wrestle him again. He's just incredibly funky in the way he does things. We said it the whole match, and there it was.
How many times has that happened? Great respect. They shake hands, and Colton Lammers of Pleasanton with the match win of the day so far, 8-5.
Yeah, unbelievable. Actually, it's not. Colton Lammers has been wrestling like that his whole career. I mean, that was just kind of go out in the calf or pasture and throw a calf move. I mean, really.
And they both, and the Dibbern boys know how to do that,
yes,
too.
Yes, they
so
do.
You kept talking about him scrambling, and he finally caught him. And how about the credit after he missed the first time on a takedown with a minute to go and was taken down. He's down 5-2. He got the escape and stuck right with it.
Yeah, now here we go. You know, we get right to 170. Garrett Sundrup of Fullerton, Jacob Klingelhofer of Amherst. Klingelhofer just about takes Sundrup down out of bounds. And as they go out of bounds, he shoves Sundrup right in the back of the head. He's fired up here.
This is going to be a lot of manpower out there, a lot of testosterone at 170. Again, Sundrup, just his second meet back from that football injury. They know each other from the football field. Again, our other winners, as we got interrupted, Wyatt Lane was at 120, Arcadia Loop City, Cole Ashoff, Plainview, 126, Dion Wilson, Elwood with a big win at 132, Chris Worth, Eustace Farnham, 138, Colton Lammers, Pleasanton, 145, Devin Divern, Amherst, 152, Jack Duffy, Shelton Kennesaw, 160.
Oh, and are they going at it here? Jacob Klingelhofer hits a great slide by, gets down in that Olsen roll front headlock, but never can take Sundrup down. Sundrup keeps moving, just about takes Klingelhofer down. We're 0-0, Doug, 1 minute left in the first period. Watch Sundrup's conditioning. This has been very high-paced.
We are 2-2, heading towards sudden victory here between Stunkel and Roland in the third-place match. Nothing but escapes.
Yeah, no, gee, many crickets. Look at this. 10 seconds left. Now, these guys got to be gassed.
Yeah, they have been going after it. We've also got the 195 third-place match, Holtz of Cambridge, Wilson, Plainview. And it is 3-0, Wilson of Plainview, as we are headed towards the end of the second period. And we are at the 30-second mark over here between Sondrup and Klingelhofer. Garrett, now remember, Tyler Herman ranks. He's the ranker in Class D. He's got Sondrup number 2 and his own man number 6.
Yeah, and to be quite honest, I think it's pretty accurate. Sundrup, at some point here, though, you may see him try to hit a home run. He'll know how he's feeling. I mean, see, look at him turn around, face completely flushed. See how his lips are purple, Doug? The conditioning's not there, and it will be by February, but it's not today. That's not to mean he won't win this match.
By the way, Patrick Dempsey of Friend is your number one wrestler at that weight. And it looks like Stunkel is able to finish things off in sudden victory here. 3-2, Grady Stunkel, 3-2, picks up the victory over Roland of Neely Oakdale. And we've got a near pin combination going early in the third period here for Wilson of Plainview over Holtz of Cambridge. And we have a scoreless first period between Sondrup of Fullerton, Klingelhofer of Amherst. Klingelhofer decides to take bottom here in the second period, and they're right after the whistle.
I love the decision, Doug, because that will put Sundrup down in the third period without as much gas in the tank.
And now at 195, Jacob Martinson of Amherst and Dylan Kopp of Neely Oakdale in the championship match. Here's a one where Kopp was the second seed, but he's ranked higher than Martinson at 195.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Martinson's pretty tough.
He's trying to get that leg pick, but great job here by Kopp. He now turns it around, and he's in on a single at the edge of the mat.
Yeah, Martinson could fall behind. It's not odd. Klingelhofer's going to get the escape, go up 1-0, 120 left. We get technical violation. I think it was grasping of the singlet there, so Martinson's going to lose a point. But Martinson, the key is with him, like I say, he's not unconventional. It's conventional. It's straight up. I'm going to headlock you if I get in trouble. He's got good leg attacks and things like that. But if he gets in trouble or needs something, Doug, he's going to headlock you, and he'll make your feet hit the ceiling.
We've had some pretty good wrestling here in the 2015 Amherst Wrestling Invitational Finals. Zach Kerner of Arapahoe, Justin Wells of Anselmo-Myrna at 182 coming up. Peyton Shockey, Amherst, Josh Zern, Plainview at 220. Zach Zaleski, Overton, Tanner Hercock, Amherst at heavyweight.
And it's 2-1. Now it's going to be 3-2 here. With Martinson being taken down, 45 seconds left in the first.
Martinson had the takedown, then he got reversed to his back, and he's in trouble. Martinson is on his back. Kopp of Neely Oakdale with 40 seconds to go. We'll get the pin. And I'll tell you what, Larry, Amherst is not having a very good final round.
No, and especially there, Martinson goes out and was looking good, and gee whiz, gives up an escape, gets taken right down and then right to his back and just pinned.
Garrett Sondrup of Fullerton trailing 1-0 to Jacob Klingelhofer of Amherst. The only point was an escape here in the second period. They've got 13 seconds to go in the second on a restart. And now the heavyweights are coming out. And we've got a pin over here at the consolation match at 195 for Justin Wilson of Plainview. And they clipped the clock there before I could see it, but it was just over 3 minutes and change.
All right, now we're in the championship round. Sundrup's going to go down. And Klingelhofer's tough on top. Sundrup's got to be careful not to get wrist tilted here and A, clearly give up back points, but just have the whole third period end up down on his belly.
The heavyweights have advanced on to the finals, and they were headed towards the scorers table where the kids are waiting with the towels to hit the ref, and both the heavyweights were coming full bore, and those One says Boss Hammer on his back. A couple say, and they just scrambled out of there. And now as we come back to action here, we've got a reversal for Sondrup and an immediate escape for Klingelhofer. So we are tied 2-2 neutral with a lot of time here in the third period.
Yeah, best place for that to happen. He hits right at the beginning of the period. Sondrup hits a roll to get the escape. He didn't let it go deep into the third period. He did exactly what he needed to do. Very important. Now we're tied up 2-2.
And what about Tanner Hercock? He is being the aggressor here in this heavyweight match. It makes me think Zaleski's just waiting for him to make a mistake, and he'll drop him. And that just seems to be his philosophy here early on in the first minute.
And that is how he's wrestled in the past. He waits for you to go under him. And Tanner's in the past has always done that to him. He's given him that opportunity.
We're also underway at 220. Peyton Shockey Amherst, Josh Zern, Plainview, scoreless in the first period. So once again, we've got three finals going on, and three of them with Amherst kids.
Yeah, Amherst has got a guy in every match.
Zaleski goes for a headlock throw, but it's out of bounds over Hercock. Scoreless with 35 seconds to go in the first. We're down to 1 minute in this great match at 170. Sondrup Fullerton, Klingelhofer, Amherst, 2-2, restart, a minute to go.
Yeah, Sondrup looks great. I'd love to hand him the ball about 250 times next year.
He could do it. He could do it. He was the best back I saw. He's in on a shot now here, Larry.
Yeah, he's in great shape, but there, Klingelhofer's wizard up. He went hip lock and now faced him. And here it is again. Hercock, this is how it went every time the last 2 years, Doug. Hercock had Zaleski in big trouble, but it was on the edge of the mat, and they go out of bounds. Zaleski's been great about that, and he'll make Hercock pay for this at some point.
Peyton Shockey gets a late first period takedown at 220, so he has the lead, and he will choose bottom. Shockey of Amherst, 2-0 lead over Zern of Plainview, chooses bottom to go to the start of the second. And we've got blood time here, a cut on the forehead of Zach Zaleski at heavyweight, and with that aggression between heavyweights, they'll get to refresh here during the blood time.
Yeah, and I think that helps Zaleski more than it does Hercock.
We're down to 20 seconds between Klingelhofer and Sondrup. 2-2, they go off the mat, 19. Sondrup was almost in, on a nice upper body throw. It'd be tough to throw.
Yeah, did you see him gasp there, Doug? I mean, he is completely out of gas. He's showing you the guts this kid has got. Garrett Sondrup, wow.
And now he's a little out of position against Klingelhofer with 10 seconds to go. Klingelhofer trying to push the pace. Sondrup hoping to get this to overtime right now. Uh-oh, he's in on
right
a double
there.
Leg takedown before
They're
the clock expires. Oh, it looked like he was out of gas. It looked like they thought it was over. There's 1 second remaining. They're off the mat. I think they stopped the clock. But the official says there is no time remaining. And this, well, now they're going to restart. It doesn't matter. Sondrup is going to win it.
Tough piece to that there is the official jumps in front of the table to catch him and still awards the two.
And that is the end of the match with a takedown in the final 5 seconds. Another win for Garrett Sondrup, 4-2 over Jacob Klingelhofer of Amherst. And again, as I just mentioned, as exciting as all this is, Amherst has lost a lot of matches here in the finals in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, this, I'll just tell you, again, the second time we've had them. And they've got to fix that piece, Doug. They're getting beat right at the end in that competing moment, you know, where championships are won or on the edge and at the end of periods and matches. And Amherst hasn't looked great there today.
Peyton Shockey has now taken a 5-0 lead with 30 seconds to go in the second period. Amherst over Zern of Plainview at 220. The blood time has stopped at heavyweight. It'll be a scoreless first period. We'll take a break. Be back with more of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational next.
Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Back to the Amherst Wrestling Invitational Finals. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Caleb Henry. As we look at the matches that are now going on, we just came off a lot of action. We're at the 182 final, scoreless through the first minute between Zach Kern of Arapaho and Justin Wells of Anselmo Myrna. At 220, Peyton Shockey of Amherst has a 5-0 lead in the third, starting the third period over Josh Zern of Plainview. And we did have a little scoring here early in the second period at heavyweight, Larry.
Yeah, I think it should have been 1-0, but I think what they did is called it a takedown and escape. Doesn't matter. Now, you know, I mean, it absolutely doesn't matter. Hercock was going to be up by one here, so no reason to go back and fix it. You got Father Dave Klingelhofer in one corner, Chase Klingelhofer, a son, in the other corner. I'm sure they'd be amicable to just let it be 2-1 instead of 1-0.
So reversal escape.
Yep.
Hercock coming off bottom, then the escape. They're in neutral. Both up 2-1. So Hercock leads the number one wrestler in the state. Now an escape over here for Zern off bottom. 1 minute to go, and Shockey of Amherst in the third period, a 5-1 lead over Zern, who's trying to set up a throw and then gets himself in trouble and gets taken down to his back, and Shockey might get the pin.
Yeah, I think he'll finish him here. My heart went in my throat. I thought, gee whiz, don't blow this in the end again.
He's not going to get the pin. He'll get a 2 near fall as Zern able to roll through to his belly. 40 seconds to go. And at the end of the first period over here, Zach Kerner gets a late takedown for Arapaho, and he will have a 2-0 lead over Wells of Anselmo Myrna, and Kerner will take bottom to start the second period. And Shockey 20 seconds away from the win. And here at heavyweight, Larry, no scoring after that quick flurry to start the second period. It's Tanner Hercock of Amherst 2, Zach Zaleski of Overton 1. Zaleski will choose bottom.
And he'll get out.
And then it'll be on their feet, and neither one has had a takedown yet. The scoring has come off the start of the period. Hercock trying the old ankle pick. Yeah. That's a lot easier on a six-pounder.
I mean, the thing is, and they're going to want to say that Hercock stalling on the ankle, but what has Zaleski done? He has not tried a single thing off the bottom.
And Peyton Shockey now, an Amherst winner at 220 pounds with a 9-1 victory over Josh Zern of Plainview. So I think we still actually have a couple of consolation matches that will be wrestled, and our two finals are out there at 182 and heavyweight, and an escape here by Zach Kerner early in the second period. He now has a 3-0 lead over Wells of Anselmo Myrna. Heavyweight, still 2-1, Hercock of Amherst, 1:20 to go in the match. Zaleski chose bottom in the third, has not got out yet, and there hasn't been a whole lot of action.
No, and Hercock just broke him down. Now Hercock needs to make sure and get out to the side a little bit, but Zaleski's doing absolutely nothing. Has not tried to get up. He's laying on his belly.
And you've got a young official on this match in Trey Boyer, who a lot of people know. Trey Boyer, Dale Bean, Eric Weisdorfer, Ron Smith were all here.
Yeah, Boyer will do a great job.
And now Zaleski able to get out of there, and not only get out, he gets the reversal on the edge of the mat.
Yeah, he got out and went down to a leg, and he's going to make it 3-2. Should be okay here. Hercock should get out and still make it 3-3 and go back to his feet.
Back over at 182, 30 seconds to go in the second period. Both up, still wrestling on their feet. Kerner of Arapaho, a 3-0 lead over Wells of Anselmo Myrna. Wells will get choice in the third. 44 seconds for Hercock to get an escape and tie it. Or better, a reversal lead. Zaleski trying to ride him out.
But he's got to get going. These guys can't lay on the bottom.
There have been no stall issues, though. Nope. And you'd have to think they'll both be okay.
Boyer will let him go. That was locked hands. Woo! He got away with one there, Doug.
Zaleski locked his hands. They didn't see it. That would have been a point. 20 seconds to go. Hercock trying to get up. Now he's got to be careful. He doesn't end up on his back, and now he's broken down. Zaleski breaks him down and lays on him. He can lay on him for the final 12 seconds and win. He looks at the clock. Zaleski's going to win it because now he is just laying on him. And that is going to be it. There is a stall warning, but it doesn't matter. 3 seconds, they will get a restart, Larry.
Yeah, and that's what you need in that spot. You need a fresh whistle. He's just got to go. He's got to explode to his feet. You got to use a fresh whistle to explode to your feet.
So we'll see if Hurkacz can get the unimaginable escape. He tries to go quick before the whistle.
That's
There's a
smart.
Caution.
That's smart.
Gotta
I do
take
again.
A chance. Look for the exhale of the official. Works hard, but Zaleski just lays on him. And he, I thought, might ding him again for stalling, but that's not going to happen. And Zaleski, the number one ranked wrestler, gets the win over Hurkacz. It won't be their final meeting. 3-2, Zaleski picks up the victory at 182. We start the third period. Zerner of Arapahoe, a 3-0 lead over Wells of Anselmo Myrna, and Wells chose both up, Larry.
Yeah, 3-0. My guess is looking for something feet to back here, or they think they can maybe get multiple takedowns with some escapes here, Doug. Isn't it amazing? You know, Coach Hoyt doesn't have very many out. Evidently, all them amazing football players are basketball players.
Well, we will take a break because we still have a consolation match going on. It's going to be Lane Ruby of Arcadia Loop City and Jacobson Neely Oakdale. And Ruby went for the throw and got thrown. This might not last long. It didn't. That's where one kid goes for the throw and gets thrown, and it took 13 seconds. Luke Jacobson, Neely Oakdale.
Now, that Jacobson's a tough kid. Not a real physical specimen, but he's done a great job. I've seen him wrestle several times, and he's pretty tough.
I did not see the Gardner of Arapahoe and Winberg of Pleasanton match, so I don't know if we had a forfeit there or not. We will try and ascertain what happened in that third place match. We had quite a few that didn't go the distance. So we're almost done with wrestling here, and now Zach Kerner has really stepped up and finished things off here with 40 seconds to go in the match as he gets a takedown and near fall and is now up 7-0 over Wells of Anselmo Myrna. We've got a lot going on in our post game again. Don't forget that Wilcox Hildreth Elm Creek Basketball follows us on wrestling. You can hear the girls' game right now online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Should have mentioned that a couple more times, and I apologize, but Wilcox Hildreth Elm Creek girls currently on PlatteRiverPreps.com. As soon as our wrestling coverage is over, we'll send you there for the remainder of the girls' game and then the boys' game scheduled to start at 7. We're down to the final 15 seconds here of the 2015 Amherst Invite. Wells of Anselmo Myrna trying to just score here. But off the mat, they come with 10 seconds to go. Kerner is going to win this one, leading it 7-0. And what, again, this was a heck of a hour and some time of finals here. And this 182-pound match is now over. Zach Kerner of Arapahoe, a 7-0 win over Justin Wells of Anselmo Myrna. We've got more to come because they actually do have their, this is what they're waiting for, Gardner, Arapahoe, Winberg, Pleasanton with the track wrestling now. They don't just move you around. So they still wrestle for third. We'll tell you how that comes out right after this.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loop City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City, member FDIC.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Well, coming up, we will have the New West postgame show. We'll recap all of the finals. We'll also let you know how the outstanding wrestler vote finishes up. But our third place match has just wrapped up our final match here at 220 pounds. And it's going to be Robert Gardner of Arapahoe in 1 minute and 42 seconds picking up third place. So all of our matches, all 28 of them in the championship and in the third place matches are in the books, and we will be talking with head coach Tyler Herman of Amherst. We're also going to try and catch Dana Fisher from Pleasanton. I kind of think that was probably the match of the afternoon, and we'll chat with him as well, as we always try to get at least a couple of the area coaches to chat with us here on Classic Hits. We'll take a break and head into the New West postgame show next.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear 'em up, Bulldog.
LaserTech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. LaserTech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. LaserTech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With LaserTech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how LaserTech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Today's farm tractor is a workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville. It's a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
You're listening to the Amherst Wrestling Invitational on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Amherst, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for our New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Wrap-Up. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. And Larry Baker, Scotty Kratzer was here from New West today. He didn't have to work too hard, but he does a great job. Had a lot of blood time, but I didn't see anything major today. That's number one when you come to any sporting event.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's always nice. We love Kratzer and the boys over there. They do such a wonderful job keeping our guys on the field, in the courts, on the mat, that kind of thing. But it's always good when you only need him to use a few nose plugs.
Well, we were talking about this. Our match of the afternoon came at 145, where you had the second and third ranked wrestlers in Class D, and it came down to the final 5 seconds. Colton Lammers of Pleasanton rallies for an 8-5 win over Logan Dibbern of Amherst. This was 2-2 going into the third, and we're pleased that Coach Dana Fisher joins us for a couple of moments. And that wasn't even the only exciting match, because the 106 third place match got things started here. That was pretty exciting as well. But Dana, congratulations to you and Colton and the way you guys wrestled here today. Thanks for the time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's go to that match, though. You were telling us as we were waiting to come back from break that even though they're just down the road, you guys don't necessarily see each other a lot, and it had been a couple of years since they had wrestled, and that time had really closed the gap a little bit.
Yes, they were at different weights last year. Logan was, or
Was it Logan?
Yeah. Logan was at 138, and Lammers was at 145. And then this year he went back to 145, and they got to meet up again.
Tell me a little bit about there's always so much mystique when you wrestle an Amherst wrestler in the Amherst gym. Half this place is going crazy, and it doesn't matter the competition. If it's a close match, it is loud in here. Mentally, every kid has to kind of overcome that. So what was it like in the time leading up to the finals today for you and Colton and the staff?
Colton thrives on this sort of environment. He loves competition. He wants to prove that he's just as good as everybody else. And when he hits the mat, he's focused. I don't even think he heard the crowd.
Yeah, you know, Dana, having watched Colton wrestle through his career, you know, I know, you know, as a longtime wrestling coach, he's one of the toughest guys in the world to send somebody out against because, A, his skills are good. You know he's in shape. You know he's a grinder, all those things that you have to be. But the other piece is he's so unorthodox. He's so funky. And how do you harness that a little bit as a coach?
Actually, I just let it go. He has his own style. It's a unique style. But he also has the strength to back up most of his moves. He gets caught once in a while, but he does usually try and recover from it, and he does a pretty good job of it.
When you went out of bounds, got the escape, okay, and it was close at the end there, 5-8 seconds left or whatever, and I said on the air, I said, you know, if there's a guy in the gym that's got a chance, it's Colton Lammers. Are you comfortable there, or are you on the edge?
No, when he gets throw locked up, he is really good at throwing. Up until last year, he had probably never thrown in his life, and he started doing it in practice, and then he started carrying it over to the matches, and he just picked it up. And summer wrestling, he did a lot of summer wrestling, and that paid off too. But when he gets hooked up in a throw position, he has a pretty good chance of scoring. So.
We're talking with Pleasanton wrestling coach Dana Fisher here as our New West postgame continues at the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. Overall, tell me about how Colton's year has went to this point.
Overall, it's been a good year. The first tournament, we didn't wrestle a real good match in the semifinals at Ravana. And since then, he's been on a tear. And he looks good. He's in good shape. His strength is good. And his mindset's good.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other guys that you've got. I know you've done a lot of work with that program. It hasn't been easy, and you've got this thing pointing in the right directions. We were talking earlier in the last couple of years, there's been somebody on Friday night. You know, I mean, you are so close to jamming this thing through to Saturday afternoon at the state meet. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as you know, Pleasanton's a basketball town, and it's hard to get wrestlers out, but a lot of kids are starting to come over to the wrestling side. The little kids program's going good, and I think starting with Aaron Winberg a few years ago, he kind of started the program along, and the younger kids saw that as they were coming up, and they are trying to follow in his footsteps and even, you know, continue on what he accomplished down at state. And now, even now, we have some 7th and 8th graders coming up that are really good, too. And I'm hoping that Pleasanton Wrestling's looking good for the future.
And, Dana, what about the wrestling kids today? We mentioned Terry getting third place in an exciting match there. But what about the other five kids you had today?
Overall, we wrestled real well. Terry, he's coming along. He's getting better every week. Michael wrestled really good today. We have a few younger kids. We've had some injuries. We've had sickness going around. So, overall, I'm happy with the way they wrestled. Everybody wrestled pretty good for us today.
I notice I always wear my Mike Fleshman shirt here for wrestling, and I know here at Pleasanton you're wearing the pink shirts as well. This cancer thing someday will get figured out, but tell me what you got going here.
On here?
Yeah, with the shirts.
This is in memory for Coach Derry Colt, who passed away in a car accident. He was our assistant last wrestling year. And we were looking forward to having him back this year, but unfortunately he passed away in a car accident.
Yeah, he was out of St. Paul.
St. Paul
great
wrestler
for that program, great kid. Distant down my family, know the Holtz as well. So
yes.
Just wanted to mention that as well. But it seems like, and before we let you out of here, you've got – tell us what's still to come for your wrestling program and what are the attainable goals. Larry talked about – wrestling on Saturday afternoon in Omaha, which is the highest attainable goal. What can your program get accomplished still this year?
Well, that's our goal every year, is to at least make it to Saturday. Once we get to Saturday, It's all up in the air. If they want to wrestle in the finals, that's all up to them. They need to have their mindset ready to go. And once they hit the state tournament, it's fair game for anybody down there. You have 1-16 to get into the state final. They're 1-8 to get in the state finals. So
let's see if we can get her done.
Yes.
Coach, thanks for giving us some time here, and we'll let you get back down to the medal stand. We'll see you soon. All right.
Thank you.
That's Coach Dana Fisher, head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldog wrestling team. 9 kids out, he told us. 6 of them wrestled here today. They get a champion. They get a third-place match in there as well. And it's we've seen it over all the time. All Amherst may be at the top, but you're seeing all these schools cycle through and get better, and it doesn't matter the sport. It's always cool to see somebody when they're on their ascent.
That's exactly right. It's the Dana Fishers of the world that keep high school wrestling in the state of Nebraska at a high level. You know, we're going to have Amherst. We're going to have places like that. But it's that guy that's willing to stand there and swing that axe and bring 5 or 6 guys to the tournament and just grind your teeth out when he gets a chance. I mean, Pleasanton has done a great job. That program wasn't in very good shape not so many years ago. He's done a great job getting it to this spot.
Well, there just wasn't a program.
That's exactly right.
I mean, you look at, you can talk Donovan Trumbull, you can talk Pleasanton. I know Coach Klingelhofer is trying to get those numbers at Overton, get those going along. You've got some, you know, you see a Eustace Farnham champion again today. You see an Elwood champion. They may not have had very many kids here today, but that doesn't mean there is a lack of quality. In fact, they might have as much quality percentage-wise as anybody else.
That's exactly right.
We'll take – oh, go ahead, Larry.
No,
sorry.
It's just it's the quantity thing. What makes an Amherst is when you have a whole bunch of them, you know. But the quality at the very top is virtually the same.
We'll run down our results, talk with Amherst coach Tyler Herman as they win the team title here today. It's all continuing on the New West postgame show after this.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area, serving daily lunch specials, dine-in, or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll run down the complete results here for you in just a moment. But right now we are joined by the head coach of the Amherst Broncos, Tyler Herman. No surprise that Amherst is they won the tournament today, Tyler, and because you guys have been year after year after year winning this tournament. But we were just talking about maybe nobody was chasing you in the team rankings. But, boy, there were a lot of quality individuals today. Even if a team only brought 3, 4, 6 kids, a lot of guys got out of here with wins today. And I know some of them were at close expense of you guys in the finals. So just your overall thoughts on the day as a whole.
Overall, I thought the first 5 rounds or so were pretty good. And then this finals round, not so good. Matches we were winning or should have won, and we got beat at the end. Just not finishing matches, I think, was the biggest thing there. And, It seemed like once it started happening, it just kept going and going. And somebody's got to step up and stop the bleeding. You know, last year we had Mason Klingelhofer, that if that happened, he was the leader that stepped in and did it. And we needed somebody to do that today, and, you know, it didn't quite happen. But a lot of positives on today. You know, Trace Bosch wrestled really well at 106. He had an impressive performance against Rickard from Plainview. You know, you look at 52, Devin Dibbern beat the third-rated kid, Alamang, 14-zip in the finals there. And even Jake Klingelhofer at 70 wrestled a good match against Sondrup. We got a little out of position there at the end, gave up the takedown on the edge. And then Peyton Shockey, I thought he looked really well. Beat Zern 9-1. You know, Zern beat Mac Fuller from David City right before Christmas, and I believe Fuller's ranked 2 or 3 in Class C right now. So Shockey, he looked like the Shockey of old. I told him he looked like the Peyton Shockey from last year, so that was good to get him going.
You had, and even as we said, even if you came out on the short end, you were right there at the very end. Let's start with the big guy. Tanner Hurcock was the aggressor in that heavyweight match, and it won't be the final time that those guys see each other. Zaleski seems to be one of those guys that doesn't mind winning 1-0, 2-1, 3-1. He waits for his moment, and he takes it, and that's what happened in my eyes in the heavyweight match.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, a lot of times Tanner is the aggressor. He's the one taking more shots than anybody. You just got to finish him. We got to be able to finish the shots. And then at the end of that third period, we're up 2-1. Zaleski's in on our leg. We got to have more hip pressure. You know, his butt's up in the air, and there's no hip pressure there. You know, a guy weighs 285 pounds, and he's on his knee. We better give him some hip pressure and keep him down on that knee. And we didn't do a good job of that, and that's where we gave up that reversal at the end. But it comes down to finishing those shots. So like you said, Zaleski's the type of kid. He'll wrestle a close match. He's got big, wide hips. He's got a good base. He's got good defense. We got to be able to build a lead on him and make him be offensive.
Yeah, wouldn't you agree that really when you look at it, that match actually kind of surmises, if we look at, you know, Amherst wrestled great today, scored a ton of points, but if, like, as you said, some of that stuff in the finals that maybe didn't go the way you wanted it to, that Hurcock match, wouldn't you agree, kind of typifies that, where Hurcock out-wrestles Zaleski the whole match. For about 3 years, Hurcock's been in 100 times on him and just can't quite finish. What you hope is where it'll happen is where it's supposed to happen, and he'll get the one takedown that matters, type of a thing. But wouldn't you agree, like, that's just the deal where you guys really did wrestle well today. You had a couple quick little 30-second quippets that maybe didn't, you know, the Florell match, you know, right at the end, you know, just a couple of those. But wouldn't you say that you've taken a step forward since O'Neill? I mean, with all of that, don't you think that you've taken a step forward?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you're dead on there. We're a much better team than we were a month ago, last time you guys covered us in Lincoln for that duel. But like you said, the little things, little 15, 20-second spurts, you know, little lapses that just killed us today in those big matches. And you can't have that. You can't have that against some of the better kids in the state. And we'll get back to work Monday, and we'll fix all that good stuff. But, you know, we just came off probably our best performance of the season last week at the Wood River Duels. I mean, we wrestled phenomenal, beat a tough class, beat a Syracuse team in the finals of that, 48-26. Only lost 7 matches on the day. You know, feeling pretty good coming in. Like I said, the first 5 rounds or so today were great. And then just not finishing matches and having 15, 20-second lapses, like you said, where, you know, we gave up, got out of position and gave up the match.
Tyler Herman with us for a last minute here, and doesn't get any easier. You've decided to go wrestle Kearney High next week.
Yeah, you know, our schedule's not easy by any means, and there's a reason why our schedule's like it is. It's to make sure we're battle-tested, and we're going to get hardened by our schedule and make sure we're ready for February. And then we start right out of the gates at 9 o'clock next Saturday morning, Augusta, Kansas, North Platte High, Bennington, Sergeant Bluff, Iowa, and then Kearney High at 6 o'clock. So, you know what? We're going to come out there guns a-blazing. Whatever happens, happens. Whatever happens, we're going to get better from it. We're going to be a better team mid-February because we're competing in the Midwest Duels. I guarantee you that, and that's the reason why we're going to be there. You know, we're going to compete hard, and we're going to make darn sure we're better from it.
You will be more mentally challenged than anybody else in Class D. Are there any negatives to that, to this extremely tough schedule?
I don't think so. You know, I've had a lot of years where I haven't had any kids undefeated. And I think that's a good – that's fine with me. I don't mind having kids that aren't undefeated. It makes you better. You look at when Mike Shadowwinkle went on his run to Grand Island Senior High. They were going out of state, finding the best competition. Look at what Omaha Scott does. That's when you're one of the best teams, you go out and you find competition, you find teams and kids that are going to beat you, so it's going to make you better. Now that's look at what UNK did this weekend. They went out and they wrestled number 22, Old Dominion, number 25, ranked Bucknell, Tennessee Chattanooga, the list goes on, because you know what? That's going to make them better for mid-March.
Because don't you agree that second and third week of February, when it all matters every year. In some of those big weights, all the air goes out of the room. Who still knows how to breathe, right? Who knows how to breathe when there's zero oxygen in the room?
Yeah, you're darn right. And, you know, that's, I think, where we are good usually, and we're going to get good. But, you know, and we were talking about our tough schedule, and it's always been tough. In 11 years I've been here, I felt like it's always tough. It's just maybe a little bit tougher this year. But I think it's always been good. Like I said, we've always had a lot of kids with losses that go into the state tournament and end up on top of the podium. But, you know, I'm not satisfied where we're at, obviously. We've got a long ways to go. It's January 10th. But we got the next 6 weeks to make ourselves better, and we're going to do that.
I'll tell you what, it sure makes it fun if you're wrestling for Amherst, if you're playing basketball for Omaha Central. You know, you get to do some special things like that. And this crazy cat here, Larry, was up. I have somewhat of a confirmation from Mrs. Crazy Cat that it was before 4 a.m. today, because he's also the AD, so he's got to take care of those responsibilities now. So you go have some fun, get some rest, root for those Dallas Cowboys tomorrow, and we'll see you soon, Tyler.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Tyler Herman, head coach of the Amherst Broncos. We'll take a break, give you all the final results next.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. And now let's take a look at the overall final results from today's Amherst Wrestling Invitational. At 106 pounds in the consolation match, Terry Stevens of Pleasanton decisions Hunter Cobb of the Amherst Junior Varsity 6-4. And in the championship, Amherst Varsity wrestler Trace Bosch is your champion 7-1 over Dominique Rickard of Plainview. At 113 pounds, Brayden Cumston of Amherst takes third over Parker Leibel of South Loup by a pin in 153. In the championship, Christian Miller of Plainview, an 11-0 major decision over Devin Brewer of Neely Oakdale. At 120 pounds, third place, Lewis Hurley of Neely Oakdale, a pin over Skylar Souser of Plainview in 2 minutes and 27 seconds. And Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loup City, an exciting match, beats Dylan McKeel of Sandhill Stedford 4-3 in the final. McKeel had made a late reversal and then got reversed himself in the last 10 seconds. And Lane, the defending state champion at 106, wins it 4-3. At 126 pounds, Elmer Montanez of Shelton, Kennesaw, gets a 4-3 win over Connor Bonjoff of Cambridge. And in the championship, Cole Ashoff of Plainview is a 8-2 winner over Kalen Klingelhofer of Amherst. At 132 pounds, McQuay Scott of Arcadia Lake City takes third over Marquise Granville of Neely Oakdale, a pin in 334. And the championship, Dion Wilson of Elwood, 5-4 over Brant Florell of Amherst, again with a very late takedown right to his back to win that by a score of 5-4. At 138 pounds, Colton Burke of Amherst suffered his first loss today in the semifinals to Bo Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield, then comes back and takes third by a forfeit over Dylan Moore of Plainview because Moore had reached his match limit. The winner, Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham, 10-2 over Bo Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield, a pin in 5-11. Those two guys, pretty good friends from what we understand, and showed a lot of respect throughout that match. At 145, Hunter Mowry of Cambridge, an 8-6, he wins by forfeit over Tim Christensen of the Amherst JV. Then in the championship, Colton Lammers of Pleasanton, again a late flurry, gets Logan Dibbern taken down on a reversal to his back and wins it 8-5. At 152 pounds, we had another forfeit there. So Peter Goebbels of Plainview takes third over Jake Burring of SCM. Devin Dibbern of Amherst defeats Garrett Alamang of Neely Oakdale, major decision, 14-0. And Larry, that's probably the most dominant him and Shockey were the most dominant finals for Amherst today.
Yeah, and the thing is,
maybe of any of the matches.
Yeah, Tyler, and what brings to this, Tyler said, you know, last year we had, you know, Mason to stem the tide of one of those deals. Here's what I would say, interestingly enough. That was Devin Dibbern did that for the team. The team didn't notice it. It was kind of interesting because that was dominant. He goes out.
He went out early. Remember, the 52-pound batch got scheduled on a mat when we're still wrestling 26 and 32. So by not having it go weight by weight by weight by weight, there was a little mix-up. Remember, we had three Amherst wrestlers out there at one time.
That's a great point, Doug, because that was the type of performance that should slam the door on anybody's rally, and it wasn't noticed, and that's a good point. Track wrestling, blame them.
I still love it. 160 pounds today. We had two kids that had wrestled out, so tying for third, Will Paul of Neely Oakdale, Cole Remigy of Elwood in the final, Jack Duffy of Shelton Kennesaw made quick work of Colby Collier of Sandhills Thedford by a pin in 150. At 170 pounds, it was third place Jose Gomez of Shelton Kennesaw pinning Cole Hewitt of Sandhills Thedford in 3 minutes. And in the finals, another great one. Garrett Sondrup of Fullerton, a 4-2 win over Jacob Klingelhofer of Amherst. He took him down in the last 3 seconds of a 2-2 match. At 182, Grady Stunkel of Ansley-Litchfield wins the ultimate tiebreaker 3-2 over Colby Rowland to take third. And Zach Kerner of Arapahoe wins 182, 7-0 over Justin Wells of Anselmo Myrna. At 195, third place goes to Justin Wilson of Plainview, 4-2 over Josh Holtze of Cambridge. And in championship, Dylan Kopp of Neely Oakdale pins Jacob Martinson of Amherst a minute 23. 220 pounds, third place Robert Gardner of Arapahoe wins by a pin over Michael Winberg of Pleasanton in a minute 42. And the championship, Peyton Shockey, a 9-1 major decision over Joshua Zern of Plainview. And finally, at heavyweight, Luke Jacobson of Neely Oakdale pins Lane Harubi of Arcadia Loup City in 14 seconds to take third. And in the championship, again, down to the wire, Zach Zaleski of Overton, a 3-2 victory over Tanner Hercock of Amherst. And those are the final results for today. The team scoring is coming up next here on Classic Hits.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you on the New West post-game show. Let's take a look at the final team standings. 20 teams here today. That's even bigger than what we'll see at districts. Aurora brought their junior varsity over, got a couple of wins today. They finished 20th with 4 points. Medicine Valley 19th with 7 points. SEM 18th with 14 points. South Loup was 17th with 19. And Anselmo Myrna was 16th with 21. A tie for 14th. Overton and Eustace Farnham each had 28. The Amherst junior varsity were 13th with 31 points. Elwood was 12th with 40. Fullerton was 11th with 51. Number 10 today, Ansley-Litchfield with 56.5. Pleasanton was 9th with 58. 58.5 for Arapahoe, their 8th. Cambridge, 59, their 7th. Sandhills-Thedford is 6th, 60 points. So 3.5 points between 6th and 10th today. Arcadia Loup City finishes 5th with 79. Shelton Kennesaw, 80 points, is 4th. Neely Oakdale, 3rd with 120.5. Plainview, 2nd with 129.5. And Amherst, your champion again of their own invitational, 224.5 points. Larry, your final thoughts?
I think for me, it's that I saw a step forward by Amherst from the first time that we saw them. But I also think the good part for them is only three champs. Not very many times you come to this tournament, only three Amherst champs. And again, we talked a lot about it. Some of these smaller programs, Elwood finding a way to get a champ, Pleasanton finding a way to get a champ. Guys not bringing a bunch of guys, but bringing plenty of quality.
A lot of close finals today, 4-3, 5-4, 8-4, 2, or 8-5, 2-1, a couple of late pins, some great finals today. And we also got a couple of names out there, Colton Lammers, Deion Wilson of Elwood, some guys that we know like Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham, Garrett Sondrup of Fullerton, Zach Kerner of Arapahoe. You got some names out there now that you can start watching again when we get towards conference district and hopefully state tournament. A lot. Is it outside the box to say, Larry, that we have 28 kids in the finals and maybe every one of them goes to state? It won't happen. It won't happen that way, but a majority of them probably going to make it to the state tournament.
Yeah, no, that's not out of line at all. This is a good tournament. Like I said it in our open, I thought the thing that Tyler did here that was good was this tournament used to be really, really tough. It slipped a little bit. He found a way to get it tough again, and we saw that today.
Well, that's going to wrap things up. Our next wrestling coverage on the schedule will be the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament up at Loup City coming up on the 24th of this month. Larry and I will be there to bring you the 10-team Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Finals. Then, of course, the districts over at Elm Creek, the D3. That's where a lot of these FKC and area teams will be competing. And, of course, our annual wrestling rally, state wrestling tournament coverage, live coverage of the semifinals on that Friday night, and so much more as Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Elm Creek. We want to say thank you to Tyler Herman, all the folks here, as our wrestling coverage brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed professional. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Coming up next, high school basketball. Wilcox Hildreth is taking on Elm Creek. They're late in the girls' game. In fact, that might be over. The boys' game will be coming up next. Randy Bushcutter will have that for you as it's continuing online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. For Caleb Henry, Larry Baker, thanks. We'll see you in a couple weeks, man.
Yep, can't wait. Loup Platte, always, and this year there's going to be some good ones at that thing.
And a lot of state-rated wrestlers. I think we've already got a 1-2 in Class C. Kearney Catholic St. Paul are 1-2 just right at 106.
That's right.
So it'll be outstanding. Trace Bosch, Amherst, Christian Miller, Plainview, Wyatt Lane, Arcadia, Loup City, Cole Ashoff, Plainview, Deion Wilson, Elwood, Chris Worth, Eustace Farnham, Colton Lammers, Pleasanton, Devin Dibbern, Amherst, Jack Duffy, Shelton Kennesaw, Garrett Sondra, Fullerton, Zach Kerner, Arapahoe, Dylan Kopp, Neely Oakdale, Peyton Shockey, Amherst, and Zach Zaleski, Overton, your champions in 2015. From Amherst, this is Doug Duda saying, enjoy your weekend, and don't forget there's also NFL football continuing right now on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 6:40 to go in the game. Baltimore 31, New England 28, to be followed by Carolina and Seattle. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.